You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning.
Top of the morning to you. Happy Friday. Oh boy, this weekend is going to be a challenge in staying cool enough on the hill, hey? Oh my gosh. It is 4.5 degrees at the Horseman Hut and 5.6 degrees at Symphony, let alone 7.6 at Harmony. Yeah. Those are actual temperatures this morning. And we are due for an alpine high of 5 degrees in the alpine today, what with this temperature inversion this morning. It's actually like 0 degrees, well, call it plus one at the base this morning. And oh boy, is it going to be even warmer over the next few days. Yeah, looking for an alpine high of maybe double digits tomorrow, like 10 degrees in the alpine. What am I going to wear for ski school, guys? Come on. Oh my gosh. So incredibly warm over the next few days. And therefore some spring slushy, corny, sticky conditions to be anticipated over the next few days. What a change. I told you, spring came in hard and fast. So what a change that'll bring in the snowpack. And yeah, discussing with a good friend yesterday about the potential for how that could go isothermic in our snowpack. We'll talk about the Abbey risk shortly. But for groomers today, well, I don't know. Am I up too early for the grooming report? Yesterday, my friend Becca and I went up for some laps. I was like, sweet, Upper Dave Murray's groomed. No, it was not. I was like, all right, well, let's go do Upper Peaked Creek after the saddle. Oh, should have timed my speed on that. Pew! But no, Upper Peter Creek wasn't groomed either, but that's all right. Highway 86 was, and what an opportunity to take in the views. It was gorgeous. But Upper Peter Creek is not groomed again today. Ptarmigan was groomed yesterday, but it was being utilized for a race. But Raven is groomed again today. So have at her over there. The Catskinner groomer has been, the Black Run there has been groomed as well, along with Glacier Drive today. Mm-hmm. Lots of great grooming out on Crystal as well, by the looks of things. Yeah. So some buttery groomers, they'll be, a little firmer on the lower part of the mountain this morning, but on the lower part of the mountain yesterday after that overnight threes, let me tell you, Lower Dave Murray. Yeah, I remember. You need to wait until after 11 in spring for some runs to kind of be less firm. And that was the case yesterday. But today, tomorrow, over the weekend, like Sunday as well, clear, beautiful skies, but really warm temperatures. We're talking freezing level above the tippy tops all weekend, right through to next week, wherein Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll see temperatures drop and a little bit of precip as well, potentially. So yeah, we're keeping our eyes peeled on that for Wednesday and a little bit on Saturday next week as well. Calm winds, unlimited visibility, sunny skies. You really need to be wearing sunscreen and protecting your skin and de-layering. Like, wear your spring attire over the next few days. Whew. Because, yeah, with this warming comes some, of course, high avalanche conditions, like large, naturally triggered, persistent slab activity continued yesterday. There was a size 3 natural slab reported on a min report at nearly 3 meters deep. Like, we're talking 2.8 meters. That ran on the basal facets near the ground. And that one on Sky Pilot, you can see that crown line. It is huge. Wow. So high avalanche conditions, natural, very likely. We're talking wet loose avalanches along with those on the persistent slab. So high in alpine, tree line, and below tree line, we should be avoiding all avalanche terrain as widespread natural avalanches continue. And it's expected to increase as these temperatures remain above mountaintop for several days. Yeah. Like I said, get your spring wax on your skis and enjoy some slushy bumps and, slushy groomers over the next few days instead, which makes a nice change for the legs, actually, have to admit, from yesterday. But let's give you your road and valley weather report, brought to you by Bryce Morris at Greg Gardner GM in Squamish. Make sure you give him a call if you're looking for a new adventure vehicle in the sea to sky. Adventuring this weekend on the highway on the 99. Well, today there's some line painting happening around the Callaghan Valley Road, causing a left lane closure northbound. So potential for some minor delays there, particularly before 3 p.m. when it finishes, what with some incoming weekend traffic to be anticipated today. There's also some rock slope stabilization happening at Porto Cove with some single lane alternating traffic during the day. That's up until 4 p.m. So potential for 20 minute delays and closures, and that southbound closure is at Windy Point, and then Tunnel Point northbound. So yeah, that potentially could, lengthen your drive today. So give yourself plenty of time. And of course, take food and water for your vehicle in the event of an incident. But the roads are going to be dry and clear over the next few days. Warm, in fact, too. And those views are going to be distracting. So make sure you pull over to designated viewpoints to enjoy them. And you know what? We could have a record-breaking March 15th today. Yeah, if we reach 15 degrees, we'll beat the warmest March 15th temperature on record, which is also from 1992, like I mentioned yesterday, which was 14.6 degrees. So yeah, due for a high of 15 today. Wow. Sunset rocking at 18 minutes past 7. And tomorrow we're going to see temperatures of 17 degrees, same on Sunday for St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. It is going to be 17 degrees. Wow. That means overnight temperatures aren't going to reach freezing despite the clear nights. We're going to have a low of 2 degrees into dawn. Apart from on Sunday, it'll be warmest, like 6 degrees, with dawn coming in at 7:24. And yes, this early third spring does mean there are a few bears out and about, FYI. So be really cognizant of food attractants at this time of year now going forward. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was 10.8 degrees in the valley. Wow. So sunscreen, layer down, it's going to be warm. And also with that PSA about warm temperatures means that motorcycles are going to start being back on the road for spring and summer. So please pay extra attention. Look twice, save a life is a great little PSA there that someone shared online. So yeah. Loving Owen Williamson's road reports, by the way, on the Sea to Sky road conditions page. Point out that some snow melt overnight could have, caused us a bit of a refreeze with these cooler temperatures. We won't be seeing that over the next few days with the warm temps, though, so that's great. But with these warm temps, yeah, unfortunately, yesterday was the last day for ice skating at Olympic Plaza. And the last day to utilize and enjoy the Olympic Plaza snow zone is this Sunday, St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, we're giving the grass time to recover in time for summer, and that includes the concert series. They've confirmed that the first concert will be on a Monday, July 1st, yeah, Canada Day, and then all the other concerts, another 10 dates through the summer, will be on Thursdays and Fridays, apart from, of course, through Crankworx, which will be July 19th to 28th this year. But yeah, the last Fire and Ice show is also this Sunday, which will be at 7:30 at Skiers Plaza. Yeah, last Fire and Ice show this Sunday. And there is something happening every Friday now at the Maury Young Arts Centre, which is an opportunity to join the BC Muslim Association for Jummah Salah every Friday. With prayers beginning at 1:15. PM through the summer, and that'll change as of November 1st, but 1:15 to 2:45 at the Maury Young Arts Centre every Friday now. Yeah. Oh, and there's a locals deal happening with March being the last opportunity for the Whistler Sliding Centre's winter passenger bobsled experience. And you can get a 50% off rate if you live in Squamish, Whistler, or Pemberton. Yeah. Uh-huh. There you go. I know. Lots more to talk about this weekend too, what with it being St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hanlon is Irish, you better believe it, but the Callaghan Country are holding a shamrock hunt, yes, this Sunday. They're also doing an Easter egg hunt on Easter Sunday, which will be the 31st of March, so maybe pop that in your diary for your kiddiewinks. But there's a couple things happening at the library today. The ukulele strum along at 5 p.m., did you know? Oh, you do now? Yeah, their ukuleles are often on hold. It's such a popular event, but that is happening at 5 p.m. today. You can check if they have any more available or if there are any more places on their Japanese calligraphy workshop today. Yeah, that's looking at shodo and how to, do some Japanese calligraphy strokes, techniques, its history, and practicing some characters step by step. That is happening at the library today at midday. Yeah, you do need to register in advance, so make sure you go to the library's website and sign up for that. Yeah. And, I'd make the most, like I said, of the cross-country trails at Lost Lake whilst you can. They are going to melt quickly these next few days. But with it being the St. Patrick's Day, Laugh Out Live are performing today and tomorrow. And the incredibly hilarious Julie Fair and Sarah Williamson will be joining the regular cast this for these two performances. So today at the Maury Young, with doors opening at 7:15, and again tomorrow. So two fantastic opportunities to have a hilarious giggle here in town from those hardworking comics. And not just that one too. No, there's another comedy showcase happening too. Let me bring it up here. It is happening at the Whistler Racket Club, and that's on St. Patrick's Day at 7 p.m. It is $50 for members or $55 for non-members. It comes with an Irish dinner and special Guinness offerings. Yeah. With four local comedians. That's St. Patrick's Day, the St. Patrick's Day comedy show at the Whistler Racket Club starts at 7 p.m. And live music this week comes in many forms. I've already mentioned that the Combat Dolphins are going to be playing at Merlin's along with Radim K for St. Patrick's Day. Still don't know who is going to be playing at the Dublin Gate on St. Patrick's Day, but I do know that Ruckus Deluxe are playing today and tomorrow. But the Hair Farmers, along with Shannon Saunders, are putting on a special show at the GLC on Sunday, St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, they haven't been at the GLC for several months, so you can catch them there along with Dusty's on Saturday. Of course, Merlin's today as well. Lots of opportunity for live music, hey, these next few days? Yeah, how good. And let's see, there's live music at the GLC on Saturday night as well from 9 p.m. from Zada. And it is Zada's Desert Water in the Desert album release party. So join her with her band, James McCollum on guitar, Johnny Andrews on drums, Joanne Clark on bass, and Brian Allen on keys. And it's their official record release party, Zada's, on Saturday at the GLC. Amazing. Atta girl. That's awesome. And, I know, there's so many. What about the Dream Catcher workshop that is happening at the SLCC at the Squamish Lillooet Cultural Centre this Saturday at 3 p.m.? And I've already mentioned the Paint and Sip happening at the Point Artist Run Centre with Cass Dickinson. I'll do it again. It is this Sunday at 7 p.m. But at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday, you might want to join some Protect Our Winter athletes and ambassadors for an all-levels yoga class designed for us shredders. And I know I'm going to do a stretch this morning. Our bodies need it. Tickets are limited for that. That is at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I know, so much happening. How good. But also happening was, an issue, well, not just with Jersey Cream yesterday, but with Blackcomb Gondola. Got wind of it at Nagomi last night because some patrollers had to cancel a reservation. They were offloading people. The last guest to be officially offloaded the Blackcomb Gondola last night due to a mechanical issue was at 7:10 p.m. Yes, yeah, some people were stranded on the Blackcomb Gondola for more than 2 hours yesterday. Oh, some major news there. Oh, we have. Yikes. Sticking with some more comedy here, you know that the Maury Young Arts Centre are doing an improv? They have some improv coming up on March 20th next week. Yeah. And that's with Jalen Sape, Riley Hardwick, and Helen Kamisa out of Vancouver. Yeah. So some live improv comedy coming up on the 20th from Arts Whistler. Yeah. What else did I really want to let you know about? Well, another PSA that what with these really warm temperatures, although the remaining icicles and snow atop buildings will be leaving its current placement and hitting the ground. Gravity will be at work with these, with these warm temperatures. So eyes up, make sure you're not walking under really hazardous areas where anything might drop on you, okay? Yeah. I do want to let you know about an event that is coming up in summer, and it will be on, let me check the dates here, June 28th through 29th. And this is from a very embedded and awesome collective of individuals, very embedded in Whistler's music scene. I'm talking Momentum, along with Iggy, Jaguar Jones, Mateo. They are curating, with many others, the Space Days Festival, the third edition, out in Birken on those dates. And you can get tickets now with, really amazing local DJs on the schedule there. So yeah, that's announced for June. I know, June feels just around the corner. We'll feel that too these next few days. But oh my gosh, speaking of the next few days, some amazing people were born over the next couple days. I'm talking, Graham Page's birthday today? Rampage! Yeah, happy birthday to you. I hope you have a phenomenal day. Same to Jake Illingworth, very talented, creative Jake Illingworth, whose birthday is today as well. I hope you have a beautiful day. And speaking of beautiful, Pascal, it's your birthday tomorrow. What? Happy birthday to Pascal Jensen. You might have seen her at a few stand-up comedy nights in Whistler recently. Keep your eyes peeled for her. She's hilarious and amazing. Pascal, happy birthday. Tosh DeBondi's birthday tomorrow too. Happy birthday, Tosh. And the incredible Brandy Woodnut's birthday, which also means it's Luke Woodnut's birthday as well. And Laurie Assel's coming up. Oh, Georgia Assel's dad. Laurie, I got to bump into at Dusty's the other day. That's hilarious. I won't throw you under the bus with that story, but wow, great to see you, Laurie. Have a phenomenal birthday. Michael Picard's birthday too on the same day. And the incredible Ed Tatton's birthday is tomorrow as well. So make sure when you stop by Bread to pick up something delicious and a wonderful hot beverage that you give the best baker in town a very happy birthday from me and yourself. Yeah, Ed Tatton's birthday tomorrow. love seeing so many wonderful people have their birthdays come up. I don't know about you, but I love to take the opportunity to celebrate on a birthday. Why not? Mm-hmm. But speaking of, not quite celebrations, but some facts to remember, brought to you here by Stinkies on the Stroll, of course. Well, did you know that in 1493, Christopher Columbus returned to Spain on this day after his first voyage to the New World? Or how about the fact that in 44 BC, Julius Caesar was assassinated, stabbed to death on the Ides of March on this day by Brutus, Cassius, and co. Yeah, uh-huh. Or did you know that The Godfather was released on this day in 1972? You can do the impressions. It's a bit early for me. Or then in 1869, with 10 salaried players, the Cincinnati Red Stockings became baseball's first professional team on this day. Did you know that? Or that Bruce Springsteen was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on this day in 1999? No? Or the Spice Girls, they were at number one in the UK with Mama? No, none of these? Okay, one more. Did you know that Mark Bolan's first book of poetry, The Warlock of Love, that's right, from T-Rex, Mark Bolan, was published on this day in 1969? Mate, it wasn't even in pounds back then. It was 12 shillings and something. Yeah, ha-ha. And yes, Cream were at number one on this day in 1969, the same day with their fourth and final original album, Goodbye. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Okay, let's give you your joke of the day today, brought to you, of course, by Coast Mountain Brewing. We're going to see a lot of blue these next few days. But what's blue and not very heavy? Light blue. Oh, you know, come on. Sometimes it's just the simple ones that really get you. But I've got a track here from Stuzzy, who that is track of the day. It's called Maracuya Massage. And I do love me some passion fruit. And it's from his album that came out a couple years ago, Le Fruit Disco. Oh, I say album. It's a limited release. But yeah, Maracuya Massage, some really funky like Latino vibes on that one that I'm really digging. And with these tropical temperatures, I hope you like it too. Maracuya Massage from Stuzzy. That's Stuzzi. And you can catch the March Pick and Mix playlist on Spotify. You can find it on the link tree from Instagram. Yeah. Oh, another PSA, please. If you know of anyone in the community, make sure you, not anyone, you know what I mean, know anyone that you can nominate for be and be vocal about a local, someone who's been, you know, selfless or just rad and has really contributed into the community in a way that you think should go acknowledged. We have Goggle Sock Swag and Coast Mountain Brewing beers to reward them with, just to pay it forward. So get your nominations in to thewhistlepulse@gmail.com. Make sure you do that. And make sure you have a phenomenal weekend. But wear sunscreen. And I'll chat to you Monday morning.
The Whistle Pulse podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting and après needs.